Now, there's one other big, big pending event, and that's this global coastal event. Excuse me. I've been doing research on the pre-existing data that we've had that I was able to keep, bearing in mind we can't really keep a lot of our data. It's just too voluminous. And but I have had notes. I've kept very good, extensive notes over the years in a number of ledgers, and I've gone back through and read through a lot of those, not all of them. And I've started cross-comparing a lot of things. So here's the nut of it at this point. None of our data on the global coastal event shows a meteor or any kind of an impact. But all of the global coastal event show two specific language groups that occur within the process of the global coastal event. First, an outgoing of the water. Maybe as much as 100 feet of the of water depth appears to disappear from some coastal areas as part of this, and thus we get the idea that it is a tsunami. On the other hand, the second component of it is this displacement wave, because it's a weird thing. Okay, in our data, the response to the global coastal event was first the disappearance of the water, and then some period of time goes by, and then the water comes back, only it comes back much further than it had before. However, within our data, there's no giant wave tops over the mountains. There's no big wave washes in and destroys cities. There is the opposite of that. There's still the city is destroyed, but it's destroyed not by a giant wave rushing over it, but rather, according to our descriptors, if you will, a tide that doesn't go out, a tide that just keeps rising and rising and rising. So in areas like I live in Puget Sound, where we have a tidal range of nearly 13 feet in some areas here, what apparently will happen, according to our descriptors, is that the tide, well, let's just take Olympia. At its maximum tides here, we get within maybe a foot. We're in the most southernmost point of Puget Sound, which is a long, basically estuarine, brackish waterway that connects to the open ocean up near Seattle. Now, down here, when the tide comes on in, the descriptor would have the water come on up and just keep coming in. And so we would have a tidal flood, in the sense that it would just keep coming on in and rise and rise, and it would overtop the local roads and just keep coming and just keep coming and just keep coming. And there would be tidal action. There's no indication the tidal action, that is to say moon activity or any of that, stops, but rather that the tidal action is on top of the larger mass of incoming water that just keeps coming in, to the point that the descriptors have capital cities, not Olympia, which we have a fairly high capital city here, but capital cities in some of the states, California specifically, that have fish on the steps of the Capitol in a brackish water situation, alive, swimming around. And so the water has come in that far. Again, it doesn't show up as a giant displacement wave in our particular data set. Not to say that that isn't there, because we may not, again, have been able to forecast in any way, shape, or form a displacement wave, because it may be so far outside the parameters of A, our language, B, the psychic human, who knows. But our data does show the global coastal event. We never have gotten higher than 30% on any of the subsets of the global coastal event. It sort of trailed off, but it's never really died. Its rate of growth has been very small, continuing. It was still in the data in the last few sets, but I look at it, it doesn't change much, so I just bypass it. It may be that indeed we have the other component of this, though. This brings us back to one last thing I want to talk about, and then I can get on with getting breakfast and getting my dishes done. The global coastal event was not directly, it showed up years ahead of this other item in our data, but one of the items in our data that showed up was a crack in the Pacific Plate. And this crack was a sudden event. It did not, according to the data that was associated with the crack itself, cause a displacement wave, nor did it cause a tsunami. And that was because the crack opened up and water went down. And thus, that may account for the sub set of the global coastal event, which is that the ports dry up for some period of time. The data describes, for instance, the port of Seattle as boats not being able to reach the port because there's no damn water there. So that's not good for Puget Sound. I won't be able to sail on the mud. But apparently this is a temporary effect. So if indeed we do get a cracking in the Pacific Plate, that may account for the stuff that was showing up for the Farsight.org guys in their remote viewing experiment for June of next year. That would also show that would also account for a number of the non-meteor kind of descriptors that we had on our global coastal event. Although I can't rule out that, you know, we just couldn't pick out a meteor because it's just outside of human consciousness, and boom, it hits us, that kind of thing.